KHAS Radio 104.1, 12:30 a.m. It's time for our party line interview. Michelle Beaver, Executive Director from the South Heartland District Health Department. She's here in studio. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Doing great. I know last month we talked about diabetes. This month, the health department, what's your focus now?
Well, I have an announcement to share today. The Board of Health and the staff at South Heartland District Health Department are excited to announce new priorities and a new community health improvement plan for our four-county area of Adams, Clay, Nichols, and Webster counties. We've been working with our community partners for more than a year, doing a deep dive to explore our community health needs and to get a picture of how healthy our communities are. And then we made this plan to improve our community health. So this is something we do every 6 years to assess whether health outcomes and access to care are improving in our counties and where we still have work to do.
And so can you say more about how you actually get a bigger picture of community health and how healthy our communities actually are?
Sure. So one role of public health departments is to help our communities identify health issues and then set health improvement goals. Interestingly, maybe, where we live and learn and work and worship and play actually affects each of us and can impact how healthy we are and how long we live. South Heartland staff gather the data and information needed to make decisions as a community about what we can do to improve everyone's health. So our understanding of our community's needs comes from comprehensive assessments, analysis, and simply listening to community members. So this process has been going on for a while. We involved gathering and summarizing information from focus groups and community member surveys, and we collected local health statistics. We asked community members what keeps them from being their healthiest, what health concerns they have for their families, what community health issues concern them the most. We reviewed environmental threats in our area like lead and nitrates. We looked at rates of chronic diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. We looked at the most common communicable diseases like foodborne illnesses and sexually transmitted diseases, a whole host of other health information as well. And then the next thing we do is we summarize those themes from all of this information and developed fact sheets to help others see that bigger picture of our community health, where our communities are doing well health-wise and where we have room to improve.
So once you had the health picture, what happened next?
So the next step was to share these fact sheets out to community health meetings. We did this in September 2024. We held a district-wide meeting, and we connected four physical meeting sites, one in each four counties. We connected those virtually with a central facilitator and then some of our staff at each site. And this gave us maximal participation across the whole district. And we had more than 85 people involved at this meeting, including members of community organizations, government officials, educators, healthcare and behavioral health representatives, business leaders, community members from various walks of life, and all other stakeholders. And then together at this meeting, we reviewed the results. We reviewed all those data. We listened to some experts talk about some of those topics. We allowed discussion, and then we voted on what areas to focus hard on over the next 6 years. And through that process, we had three priority areas that arose. These were selected by our community. The three are mental well-being, chronic disease conditions, and senior health.
And so after you've chose those three priorities, how's the community health improvement plan created from that?
So yeah, the big picture is that the health department helps communities plan how to take action with proven science-based programs and interventions. We work with other community partners, we strategize, we make plans, we set goals for improving the community health. We choose ways to measure our progress, and so the plan is basically just a summary of our strategies and our goals and our partners and our performance measures. And to create this new community health improvement plan, we continued some of these district-wide inclusive meetings in November 2024 and January 2025. So we identified some of what are the root causes? What are those things that are contributing to each of these new priorities? And the meeting participants worked together to identify some proven science-based strategies to use. And these are things that we've identified to advance mental well-being, to reduce the risks of chronic diseases, and to improve senior health outcomes. The participants in these meetings also identified some organizations and individuals that could help make the plan happen. and chose ways to measure progress on the plan. So the plan that is finalized, the board just approved it in last month, the plan is our roadmap for the next 6 years. There are a whole bunch of strategies, multiple strategies outlined for each of the three priorities. So we have a total of 15 strategies, and each strategy lists steps to move us toward a goal. And there are also some suggested measures to help us monitor our progress on each strategy, to help us demonstrate how well we're doing and if we're making any difference. So this resulting community health improvement plan, which is going to be our guide, it's also very well aligned with Nebraska's health improvement priorities. So our local efforts will also be contributing to the bigger state picture.
So when will the district officially start carrying out that plan?
This month, the Board of Health approved the plan, like I said, this past September. And then last Friday, October 3rd, we held another community meeting to launch the plan, to set it in motion, bring it to life. And there will be a team of community stakeholders working on each of those 15 strategies. Going forward, we will measure progress toward our goals and show how our shared efforts are making a difference. And we'll be measuring our local efforts over the next 6 years, reporting out that progress at meetings that will be held twice a year going forward.
It sounds like a lot of people have been involved in this process from the beginning.
Yes, there have been a lot of people involved. We are really proud of our partnerships in all four counties and the many, many people who have participated in the process. I'm going to speak directly to your listeners right now. I want to thank all of you for your many contributions to the process of community health assessment, priority setting, and health improvement planning. You might have completed a community health survey, maybe participated in a focus group. You might have submitted data or health information that was collected by your organization. Some of you served as experts for one of our health topics. Many of you reviewed fact sheets about various health issues and concerns or helped us to rank the health concerns and choose priorities. Some of you have helped us identify root causes for the health concerns, and you may have participated in groups that defined strategies. All of these joint efforts have resulted in this new community health improvement plan that will guide our collective work over the next 6 years.
Is this plan available for anybody to see?
Yes, it is. We welcome everyone to take a look at the plan, which is posted on our website, southheartlandhealth.ne.gov. In addition, whether or not you were involved in the activities that led up to this plan, we invite everyone to join us in carrying out the plan. So if you have an interest or expertise in any of these priority areas, mental well-being, chronic disease conditions, or senior health, then we invite you to contact us to find out how you can contribute to South Heartland's Community Health Improvement Plan efforts over the next 6 years. We'd love to have you join us as we strive toward our vision of healthy people in healthy communities.
And what should people do if they're interested in helping out with the plan or need more information?
Yeah, to find out how you can be involved and how you might contribute some to the health improvement plan activities, you can contact South Heartland District Health Department at 877-238-7595, or you can also submit a request through our website at southheartlandhealth.ne.gov.
And again, we're joined here with Michelle Beaver, Executive Director of the South Heartland District Health Department. Michelle, thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.
KHAS Radio 104.1, 1230 AM. Much more coming up right after this. We'll take your calls, crack open the mailbag on KHAS.